When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So the college football playoff starts on Friday. Indiana is at Notre Dame. I was listening to the College Football Game Day podcast. A great point made. It's not very often that a first happens to Notre Dame.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, there has not been playoff games for very long. This is the first year that there's been playoff games on campus. But for Notre Dame to be hosting a playoff game,
awesome.
That's really cool.
Awesome.
That's going to be a really cool atmosphere.
It's going to be a good game, too.
I think it's going to be a good game
and everything like that. But, yeah, I mean, that's always the thing that I look forward to was, now, I didn't want Georgia to have to play a home game in Athens because
right.
I wanted to get
by. Yeah,
but at the same time, you know, just the mix and the cross match. If you said Texas and Clemson ain't never played.
They've never played.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's going to be right. That matchup right there. I don't know how often SMU's played a Penn State or somebody like that. That's another funny, crazy matchup.
It is.
And so, yeah, I mean, in no way in hell should Boise State be a number 3 seed.
No.
But they are.
Boise State and Arizona State both don't have to play this weekend because
yes.
they got byes because the system was made poorly.
Yes.
They'll fix it.
Yeah.
But not this year. That's what's happening this year.
Yeah.
And Notre Dame and Indiana, I don't know. Like, I'll be honest, I don't know a ton about who's rivals with who and all that kind of stuff. You kind of know about your school and who their rivals are and all that. I just assumed because they're close to each other, they're in the same state,
mm-hmm.
maybe there'd be some sort of rivalry.
No.
There isn't.
No.
Like, there's no vitriol seemingly between Indiana and Notre Dame at all.
Yeah, because Notre Dame looks at Indiana like Indiana football.
In football.
Yeah.
And they should.
Yeah.
And I think Indiana kind of views themselves because they're such a basketball school and
right.
they've had so much success.
Indiana's still considered a basketball school.
Yeah, and they take no backseat to anybody as
right.
far as that goes.
Right.
I know it's been a while since they've won, but I mean, they won.
Mike Woodson still the coach?
I think
okay.
so. I think he is. But so they don't really look at themselves as a little brother to
right.
Notre Dame.
Right.
In football, sure, but they have never really cared about football. They've never been good at football
yeah.
before. So this is a first for them. They've always viewed themselves as a basketball
hey,
school.
Were y'all, hey, was the football team good when you were there?
No.
Who'd you have? Were you like Tevin Coleman? Or you're a little older than that?
Unfortunately not.
Who? Anybody of note?
Yeah, Randall L.
Randall L?
No, L's my age. L's my age.
He's a little bit before me.
Ah, so you were post Randall L.
Yeah, L's my age.
He was good.
Yeah.
So you had nothing.
Nope.
Damn. All right. We got John L. Smith fired from
all right.
Michigan State. That was...
Oh, you beat... Okay,
oh, yeah,
you guys beat Michigan State.
Yeah, you beat them.
All right. But anyway, that's a fun one. Weather's supposed to be real bad.
Where?
Like, in Notre Dame. Supposed to be, like, somewhere between 22 and 25, 50% chance of snow.
But that's Indiana.
Exactly.
So they play in
it. Oh, yeah.
You said it Monday when we were out of Vegas. Like, that's this thing about... I think it was just me you talking out there. Like, everybody wants this weather. Like, people don't think that Tennessee, if it's cold in Ohio State... What?
Do people know where Knoxville is?
What?
It's not in South Florida.
Do you know how that team is built?
Knoxville's
they got
cold.
They got the best running back in the conference.
They do.
And they got one of the best pass rushers, best defensive lines in the country.
They got the trenches.
Yes. Tennessee,
they got great trenches.
Man, you're crazy thinking that Ohio State is going to ramrod Tennessee. No, sirree.
Just go look at the Ohio State roster and where a lot of their best guys are from. They're
yeah.
not from Columbus, Ohio.
No, they're not.
They're from South of the Sun Belt.
Yeah, man.
They are from sunny, warm weather
yeah.
places. So, yeah, I don't know. I get people wanting to see teams that don't normally play in bad weather playing them,
yeah.
but I don't think that's going to be the be-all, end-all of the
either.
Game. I think Penn State's going to beat SMU because Penn State has better trench play. They've got better lines of scrimmage. They've got NFL players on their D-line, and they've got two really good running backs and a really good offensive line. Mm-hmm. Now, I think SMU can make that game interesting because Penn State loves to play close football games.
For some reason.
And they got that quarterback over there, Kevin Jennings,
He's
chaotic.
I mean, like, but I think that's why they're so good, because how he plays.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If the chaos turns into success, they can hang with anybody.
Yeah.
If the chaos turns into turnovers, which sometimes it does, then Penn State might smoke.
You think this has a blowout chance?
I don't think Penn State will blow them out.
Okay.
I don't know, man. James Franklin's going to have to win a game like this for me to think they're going to blow anybody out. I think Penn State will win.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, what would a blowout be? Like three touchdowns?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Penn State's favored by 8.5. I wouldn't be surprised at all if SMU keeps it within a touchdown. Like, I think Penn State's going to beat them, but, I mean, how can you trust James Franklin
in the game,
in big games, to dominate?
That's a great point.
You know?
That's a great point. But, I think that the most interesting one the other weekend is definitely, obviously, you know, Ohio State in Tennessee, because
they're
I hate this word, because it's always pressure. But, like, there's nobody under more than Ryan Day.
Nope.
Nobody more. And he got a
team. There's no other team that if they lose, they're going to fire their coach.
Yeah. And Tennessee can go in there and beat them.
They can.
And that's why you might hear about this game tomorrow. Either way. But I'm just saying, Tennessee can go in there and beat them. And if Nico throws the ball well, Tennessee will beat them.
Mm-hmm.
If Nico throws the ball well, Tennessee will beat Ohio State.
Because that's actually something to consider with the weather. Because Nico's a California kid who has not probably played in a cold weather environment maybe in his entire life.
Right.
He also has struggled to complete passes this year as well. So that's something that does affect it sometimes. Your hands get cold, you know, harder to grip it and all that. Now, I would suggest, even if they were playing in a dome, hand it to Dylan Sampson a lot.
I would do that too.
Give it to that guy.
He needs 25.
Because that guy's the best running outside of Ashton Jenty. Yeah. Like, that guy's the best running back in the college football playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep. Give him 25.
Hand him the ball and let him go.
Give him 25.
Let your defense try to win this game.
Get him 25.
Because here's the thing about it is, like, I think the teams are evenly matched anyway. Obviously, it's an 8-9 matchup. But the stress factor is all on Ohio State.
Oh, no doubt.
This game, like,
no doubt.
Say Tennessee's up like 17-14 midway through the third quarter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's
Ohio
gonna
State's going to
get tied.
The pucker factor is going to be all time. And that's what happened against Michigan. Remember? It was just a close game, and then they turtled. They had zero first downs the final 20 minutes of that game.
Because
Ohio State's quarterback shrinks.
I know we're going to talk about all this tomorrow, but we'll be at Twin Peaks of Kennesaw. Like, all of us will be at Twin Peaks of Kennesaw.
We're all going to be there.
Yeah, we're
all the shows.
All the shows are going to be up there.
Even before the place opens, we're going to be broadcasting live from
Twin
Peaks of Kennesaw.
Are they going to make Squid Billy and Mike and Tiff sit outside?
I hope so.
I'm about to find out.
Are they going to make Squid Billy and them sit outside?
I think it should. Like, we're talking cold weather games.
Yeah.
Like, they should have
they
to.
They should be in the elements.
We were cold in Vegas. It was chilly in Vegas.
Oh, we
now, we were in a cabana with a heater.
We're in a cabana with a heater.
Come on.
Let's do the elements.
Tell the story.
Squid Billy wants to be out there. Squid,
He's tough.
He's tough.
Yeah. Texas. He's built for it.
Yeah, man. But no, I'm just thinking, like, if Quinn Ewers struggles, do they go with Arch?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Quinn Ewers is banged up, isn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know what to think about Clemson.
I don't either.
They shouldn't even be here.
I honestly don't know what to think of them.
What are you even doing here? But you're here. You might as well do something. By the way, their quarterback, Klubnik, from there.
I know. Quinn Ewers played the state championship games.
Yeah. So he's kind of a homecoming for him.
Yeah, they played against each other.
So. I think he's the key. Like, if he has a good game, which he can do at times, they got some good receivers. They're all young. If Klubnik plays good, man, it's going to be hard because Texas's defense is legit.
Yes.
I don't think Clemson's going to be able to run the ball, so that's going to be hard. But if Klubnik plays well, I don't know. I just don't – Texas is a good team, but I don't think they're special. I've been saying that.
I think they're special.
I know Carl's mad at me still for saying that. I don't think they're special. I think they have a special defense, but I think as a team, I don't think overall they're special. But neither is Clemson.
They should beat the hell out of Clemson.
They should. You think they will?
I don't.
They don't beat the hell out of anybody.